Blackstone Audio presents A Single Thread by Marie Bostwick. For my sister, Elizabeth Walsh. Prologue. Evelyn Dixon. One of my happiest memories is one of my mother's worst. It was summer. I was 5 years old and would be starting kindergarten in a few weeks, so Mother decided to take me shopping for school shoes. She got behind the wheel of our Ford Fairlane and cranked down the window so we wouldn't be stifled by the heat and the exhaled smoke of her cigarettes. I climbed into the front seat, and off we went. The safety belt, an accessory made mandatory by the enlightened legislators of Wisconsin 2 years before, was wedged down a narrow crevasse between the seats, forgotten among the gas receipts, discarded gum wrappers, and a grainy mixture of sand and cookie crumbs, the debris of our annual vacation trip to the beaches of Door County. The idea of unearthing the belt and buckling it low and tight across my lap for our trip to the JCPenney department store never crossed my mother's mind. It was 1963. There was less to be afraid of then. Penny's had the only escalator in our town, a distinction it would claim for another 8 years. Later, when someone built a big shopping center on the edge of town, JCPenney would desert its downtown store and move there, leaving Main Street with a full city block of darkened display windows and empty parking spaces. The new mall would have three escalators, a glass elevator with gold-toned trim and white marquee lights in the middle, and four stores with at least twice the square footage of our old...